I love the idea of upright burials. If I were to be analytical about why that is, that I love that, I think I'm just contrary. Tony Duplay is the principal. He started the world's first vertical cemetery 5 years ago. I read that. I read that. It's true. It's situated on his farm in Camperdown in Western Victoria. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Redmond. How are you?
Sadly, I will never die, so I will never have use of your vertical burials.
You're one of the lucky ones.
I am. I am. This is in train now. You have a cemetery on what was a farm, is that right?
Yes, Red. It's not actually my property. It's a few kilometres away from my farm.
Yeah.
But there is now land gazetted specifically for vertical burials, and our company perform those upright burials.
Right. Is there? Oh my God, so many ideas spring from this. Does everybody face in the same direction, or
Yes.
do people choose which direction they face?
Not many people have actually queried that part of it.
Yeah.
There are enough other interesting parts, but we do. Everybody is standing facing east.
Okay.
That
seemed.
That was just a decision that we made, and we thought that was nice enough.
Facing the rising sun. I
Indeed.
like that. I like that. That's nice. What are the legal constraints, and what are the concerns of those being buried in this way, or their family, obviously?
There are a number of constraints. In Victoria, all cemeteries must be Crown land, so that's a constraint in itself. So
All
we
right.
went through a bit of work to create some public land,
So
Crown land.
you couldn't bury your family on your farm, notwithstanding the fact that you've had it for a
There,
hundred
there,
years and 100 more.
there, there is some archaic law that. That might enable that, but there are the hoops you need to jump through make that one pretty difficult.
Okay.
So
Crown land.
easy option is Crown land. The soil has to be of a suitable physical properties to enable the graves to be dug to minimise leaching of
Public safe public safety issues, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I suppose they're the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
In Victoria, I think the law is that a body must have a minimum of 600 millimetres of soil above it.
Right.
So essentially, the logical corollary of that is that if you're to be buried lying down, you really only need to be maybe 3 feet, half a metre.
Yes, but if you're buried standing up, you have to dig a deeper hole.
The graves we dig
Of
are
course.
3 meters.
Okay.
That's our standard depth.
Yeah.
So everyone's pretty safe to meet those requirements.
Yeah. I guess the other thing is, how long are grave sites gazetted or expected to remain that way?
There's no time frame, and so the only answer to that question is that a cemetery remains a cemetery until it's gazetted otherwise. And so,
until there's a council meeting and a block of flats.
unless state government have a royal change of mind. Cemeteries have been regazetted to facilitate the building of a freeway, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often because there is generally a bit of an outrage.
Yep.
But it has been known to happen. The cemetery we use out here in Western Victoria is, of course, unlikely to have a freeway.
What is there anything you could observe about the kinds of people who are attracted? Is it simply people from the Camperdown area and the convenience of a local cemetery?
Not at all. There have been some local people buried here. There have been a number of people who have a connection to the area. Either their parents might have come from this area or
Yep.
something like that. But most, and indeed there are some interstaters who have chosen to be buried here because they just like this style of burial.
Yeah.
But mostly it's people from the Melbourne metropolitan area and and just across Victoria who likes the idea of being buried with minimal environmental impact, not taking many resources into the grave with them, the simplicity of the process.
Yes. Are they buried in shrouds often?
Indeed. The shroud, just encased in a shroud, which is made, the product's called cornstarch, mm-hmm. a biodegradable plastic, which is made from wheat straw.
So your the people who have chosen to be buried in your vertical... Is it, in fact, the world's first vertical cemetery?
It's the world... there are cultures across the world who, for one reason or another, have buried people vertically.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't actually got any hard proof of, but I just hear stories that in...
You know of no other vertical cemetery in the world currently?
In modern civilization.
Right. Mm. Well, excellent. Well, the recipients of your care are going back from whence they came.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yep. Thank you, Tony. And I don't know. I just think it's just a really terrific idea. Thank you for your time.
Good on you, Red. Well done.
Tony Duplay, principal of Upright Burials, situated near his farm in Camperdown in Western Victoria.